You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. As usual, we thank God for another day, another opportunity, another time to come into your homes, another time to come in with you with Cypress audience. It's about time for your miracle. The radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial in the other station, have made it possible for me to come into your homes, come into your cars. Amen. To let you know it's about time for your miracle. You're right, Beverly. It's about time for the miracles for the saints of God, the people of God that's been trusted, that's been waiting, anticipating the move of God. We're so glad you tune in this morning to the radio broadcast. Just want to let you know that God is still able to do exceeding above all we think or ask. All we got to do is what? Trust in him. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, I'm so honored. I'm so privileged to be your host this morning. Amen. Yes, I'm live here in the studio. It's been a while, but I'm live in the studio today, right behind this mic and right in front of Cypress audience. Tag, share, pick up the phone, call somebody, and let them know it's about time for your miracle radio broadcast. It's now on the air. Come on. You stay with me, I'll stay with you for 1 hour. I'm telling you, God is so good to the good. He's good. Trust God. Believe God. Take God at his word, because he is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. But we must hold on to our faith. We must believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Praise our God. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Shall we go to the throne of grace? Amen. Those of you that can bow your heads, and if you can't, just bow with me in your heart. And let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time, another opportunity to come before your throne, Father. We thank you today that you have given us hope and you have given us peace. You have given us joy in the midst of sorrow. Father, we thank you now, God, that you touched us and woke us up early this morning, closed in our right mind with the activity of our limbs, Father. Some, Lord, you start on the day of occupation, going to work today. Some today you start on the occupation day, they taking care of business, Father. And we thank you today, God, that favor come over them. Favor be with them, Father. We thank you for touching the sick, the shut-in, Father. We thank you for touching those that are in incarceration, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we looking unto you because you're the author and the finisher of our faith. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Again, this is your host, Apostle Curtis Watkins. I want you to know God is with you. I want you to know God will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. God is with you. Be of good courage, because guess what? He that will come shall come, and he will do what? Strengthen your hearts. Look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Don't look at the circumstances. Don't look at the situation you're going through. But look unto Jesus. You say, Apostle, you're telling me don't look at it. It's right here before me. I'm seeing this and I'm feeling the after effects of this. But guess what? It's not what it appears to be, because Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, the one that said, let there be, he is with you in the midst of what you're in. You must trust God, believe God, and take God at his word, because his word, heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God shall stand forevermore. Praise our God. And we got to be rooted. We got to be grounded in his word. We got to be rooted, grounded in his word. Listen, I want you to know God is able to do it. I want you to trust God. I want you to believe God, no matter what it looks like. Good morning, Sister Tanya Gaynor. Good morning. I don't care what the enemy is trying to say. God is able to do it. Amen. He's going to bring us out. He's going to bring you through. Hold fast. Hold fast to your confession. Don't let the enemy know this. He think he got you, but he don't. Don't let the enemy think, come on here, that he got you. Praise God. He think he got you, but you can't let him think he got you, because if you let him think he got you, then he's going to get you. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, but we trust God. We trust God today with all our might. We trust God with everything in us. Praise our God, because he is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Praise God. Don't let the enemy know it. Don't let the enemy see you sweat. As they could say, the enemy think he got you, but he don't have you. Come on, because our trust and our hope is in who? Jesus, our God, our Lord, our Savior, the one that did what? Created the heavens and the earth. He said, let there be, and there was. He called it into existence. Praise God. So that's what we got to do. We got to call it into existence. Amen. Hallelujah. It's in our lives. We got to call it into existence. We got to walk in it. We got to trust God. Amen. Lean not to thine own understanding. Again, in all thy ways, do what? Acknowledge him, and he will what? Direct your pathway. I'm telling you, God is able to do it. You must believe God. You must believe him. Take him at his word today, because he is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Shabbat. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's Jehovah Nissi. Hallelujah. God is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Praise God today. Praise God. Again, this is your host, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. The pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God is moving by his power. God is moving. I want to take time to invite you to our services. Amen. Those of you that are in the area, those of you that are coming from far and near, if you ever come to Titusville and you're looking for a place to worship, you can stop by 1219 South Street, right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. On Sunday mornings, 9:30, Sunday school start. Come on, come be with us. Praise God. After that, 11 o'clock, sharp prayer starts, corporate prayer starts, our service right there. And we go right into our morning worship right there. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tuesday night Bible study. Come be with us in our Tuesday night Bible study. Just going over some of the announcements. Just come and go with us and be with us on Tuesday nights. Excuse me. On Tuesday nights, God is able. Come on, we're looking to see. Get in, discuss this word. Get in, discuss this word. Dissect this word. Break it down line by line, precept on precept. Amen. Praise God. Oh God. Then we have 1 hour prayer on Wednesday. We have prayer on Tuesdays, noonday at 12. Noonday at 12. Come on. So guess what? You may not can get there, but on Wednesday night, we have corporate prayer. Come on, 1 hour. If the Lord say the same, we'll be there until he get through with us. Praise our God. 1 hour we have corporate prayer on Wednesdays. So you come be with us. Then Friday night is our evangelistic deliverance service. Oh, you want to be in some of those services. Praise our God with us. Amen. That's some of the rundown. But listen, get ready. Get ready, my friend. Get ready. Get ready. We are going to be in Melbourne, Florida on tonight. Where you probably heard her on the radio yesterday. She comes on Thursday, and I come on Friday. Praise our God. We're going to be with Apostle Elizabeth Haywood. Come on here. Miracle Healing Revival Deliverance Center. We're going to be right there. 1500 Florida Avenue. Hallelujah. We're going to be with her on tonight in her celebration. We want to come out and we're going to have a glorious time. We're going to celebrate what God has done down through the years in her ministry. Praise our God. Tonight at 8 o'clock sharp. Come on, y'all. Come over. Come cross. Come through. We're 1500 Florida Avenue E. Hallelujah. We're going to be right there with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Amen. And the congregation there, Miracle Healing Deliverance Revival Center. We're going to look to see you. Titusville is coming. We're going to be there. Come on. We're going to be there. Praise our God. Then right back. Oh, come on. We're going to be under the gospel tent right there in Melbourne. Oh, my God. You've seen the flyer. You don't want to miss it. Saturday night, 7 o'clock, I'm going to be under the big gospel tent right there. Hallelujah. Apostle Antoine Brown, amen, and Lady Rachel Brown. We're going to be under the tent. We're going to have such a good time. And it's going to be Saturday night and then Sunday night. Oh, Saturday night, I'll be there. Sunday night, I'll be there. You don't want to miss it. Come on. Come on. Gather around the tent. It's something about a tent service. It's different from the inside. Oh, my God. The Holy Ghost is something when it gets up under the tent, and it's going to be something on Saturday night. Oh, people are going to be coming from all over, walking, standing by the tent in their cars. And the Holy Ghost shall go in the cars. The Holy Ghost shall be walking by as they walk by and fall on each one and deliver and set free Saturday night under the gospel tent. Hallelujah. Right there in Melbourne, Florida. You don't want to miss this on Saturday night. Come on. Then Sunday night, 7 o'clock, Sunday night. You don't want to miss it. I'll be there both nights, Saturday night and Sunday night, with Apostle Antoine Brown and Lady Rachel. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time. I want to meet some of you all. Some of you all say you want to come to the services in Titusville. But guess what? I'm going to be under the gospel tent. Come on. You can ride your bicycle. You can skate. Come on here. You can rollerblade. Come on here. Hallelujah. Oh, praise our God. Come under the gospel tent and be with me. Come under the gospel tent and meet me. Come under the gospel tent and meet the Holy Ghost and get what you need. Come under the gospel tent again on Saturday night and Sunday night. Praise God. We'll be right there. We'll be right there under the gospel tent. You don't want to miss it. Again tonight, we will be right there at 1500 Florida Avenue E with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Praise God. With God in her celebration. We'll be there tonight. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. Then Saturday night, we'll be up under the gospel tent with Apostle Antoine Brown and Lady Rachel. Saturday night and Sunday night, 7 o'clock. I'm going to look to see you under the gospel tent. Oh, I'm going to look to see you. Miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow them that believe up under the gospel tent. Souls shall be snatched out from the hands of the enemy up under the gospel tent. Come on, I'm going to look to see you. Praise our God. Then, praise our God. We get a week to rest, and then we'll start our holy convocation. Holy convocation will start at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Holy convocation will start from the 15th and go all the way to the 21st. Amen. I'm telling you, it's going to be something at holy convocation this year. Praise our God. The churches will be coming in, and we will fellowship. It's going to be right there. We are the host church this year. Amen. So I'm looking to see you again. You're going to be hearing more about it. Holy convocation this year, 2026, will be at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I'm going to look to see you and you in some of these services again tonight with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood, 1500 Florida Avenue. We're going to be right there. Miracle Healing Revival Center, Deliverance Revival Center. We're going to be her. Then on Saturday, up under the gospel tent, Saturday night, up under the gospel tent with Apostle Antoine Brown right there in Melbourne, Florida. Oh, my God. Sunday night, right back up under the tent. Hallelujah. We're coming. We're coming. We're coming. Believe in God. We're coming. Believe in God. And then we'll be going into our holy convocation. Hallelujah. That Monday night. Come on. That Monday night, we'll be going into the 15th. We'll be going into our holy convocation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Amen. We do honor Lady Watkins. Amen. Evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins. We thank God for you, our church mother, Mother Brown. We thank God for all our prophetess. Amen. Prophetess Gathers. God bless you. Prophetess Rita Wright. God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. To all our evangelists there that make up the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, thank God for you. We thank God for you. I want you to know God is able to do a scene above all we think or ask. Thank God for the saints of God at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple that makes up the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Thank God for you and you. Come on and be with us in some of these services. Now, we want to send out our condolence to the bereaved families, to all those that are going through bereavement hour. We want to send out our bereaved condolence to the Mike family again. praise God, change Mac in the passing of his wife. We're praying, Cynthia Carr. We thank Mac. We're praying for you all, her family, amen, as well. And St. George, we're praying for that family. We want to also continue to pray for the Addison family. We want to continue to pray for the Addison, Mr. Addison, in the passing of his wife. Amen. We want to pray for their family and continue to, we're also in there with my wife. We want to pray that God will see them through. Amen. See them through. Also, the Grayson family, my sister Edna, we praying for your and your passing of your daughter, Niecy. We praying for you that God strengthen you up and her siblings and the rest of this family. James, we praying for y'all that God see you through. Amen. I believe he will, and I know he can see you through. Amen. And those one that I don't know, you may know, praise God. Let's continue to pray for the bereavement family. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, I'm still celebrating what God has done, our church anniversary. Thank God for all of you that came out and was anticipated in our church anniversary. Those are the churches that came. Thank God for you. I want to thank God especially to Apostle Elizabeth Haywood. I want to thank God especially for Pastor Diana Hayes. Oh, my God. Came in, just tore the house, just wrecked the house all up. Praise our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for Pastor Graves. Amen. God bless you. True Community Apostolic Church of Jesus right here in Cocoa. Pastor Diana Hayes. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank y'all so much. Amen. Also, we just want to give thanks for what God has done. Amen. In the midst of us all week, all that week, praise our God. And to our church family, amen, that closed it out on Sunday. Amen. Thank God for the power of faith, healing, and deliverance temple. Amen. Thank God for you, you and you. Amen. Now, we want to let you know that again, we've been on the lines of believing God. We believe in God no matter what goes on, no matter what it looks like. We still got to hold fast and believe God. Trials are coming, which they are supposed to come. Praise our God. We're going to have trials. We're going to have tests. As long as we name the name of Jesus, as long as we're on this side, you're going to have trials. You're going to have tests. But guess what? You got to hold fast to your faith. Oh, you say, Apostle, are you coming on to hold fast to your faith again? Yes, hold fast to your faith. Hold fast to your confession, because the enemy knows that your confession is what's seeing you through. Your faith is seeing you through. Don't change your confession in the middle of the crisis, in the middle of the circumstances that you're in, because the enemy knows that if you keep confessing it and you keep holding on to it, it's going to materialize. See, that's his thing, to make it seem like while you yet going through, it's not going to materialize what you believe in God for or what you ask God for. Come on. You got to ask God and already know it's done. You got to ask God and start thanking him. Praise our God. Believe him. Trust him. Take him at his word. If he said it's going to be done, it's going to be done. Why? Because his word will go out and it would not return unto him, boy, but it will accomplish what he has sent it out to do. And I'm telling you, some things are going to happen. When you quote this word, things are going to happen. Situations are going to turn around before. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. Because how you say, well, Apostle, how do you know what you're talking about? Because I tried it. I'm doing it. I'm doing the same thing many, many a days, many a nights. Come on. Confessing this word, believing what the word of God says. Come on. Taking God at his word in the middle of the crisis that we're in. We're not really in a crisis. Come on. Because we trust God. You're not really in the middle of that situation, because guess what? God has already went before you and brought you out. God has already went before you and gave you strength in the midst of it. That's why he said, let the weak say I'm strong. That's why he said, let the oppressed say that I've been what? Set free. No matter what is going on in our life, we have already been set free. We have already gone through it. Why? Because he have already bore our sickness. Come on. He have already took it upon him. Come on. Everything that we are in, everything that we will go through, God has already given us victory before we got into it. Uh-oh. You might say, well, I don't see that. I don't feel that. I feel like I'm all alone. I feel like I'm overtaken. I feel like I'm overwhelmed. Come on. No, we're not overtaken and we're not overwhelmed. That's the trick of the enemy, to try to make you think you're overtaken. You're overwhelmed. That's the trick of the enemy. Come on. Why? Because God has already given you strength. Come on. God has already brought you out. God has already healed you. God has already delivered you. You're not trying to get healed. You are the healed. Come on. Because Isaiah said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. You are already healed. You just got to believe God. God bless you, Minister Darius Hayes. Come on. You got to believe God. No matter what it looks like. No matter what it feels like. Our God is who he say he is. Our God. Who? Our God. It's our God. Making it personal. It's my God. It's your God. And we take him at his word because he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled. Oh my goodness. Get settled in the word because the word is already settled. The trial that you're in is not going to change the word of God. The test that you're facing is not going to change the word of God. What is going to change is the trial. What is going to change is the test. Why? Because the word of God is quick. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharp in the inner two-edged sword, going in, cutting to the joint, the marrow, the center of the bone. This is why the word of God has to be prevalent off your lips. It has to continue to roll off your lips in the midst of what you're in. We can't be moved by what we see. We can't be moved by what we hear, but we can be moved by what we say. Uh-oh. You have what you say. The word is not the, according to Romans, in a way, we can use this for salvation. We can use this for whatever throughout our days of our life. What we need. The word is now the even in thy mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. You got to continue. Come on, everybody. Come on, somebody. Come on. You got to continue believing God. You got to continue keeping his word and let it flow out of your mouth. Because the enemy is trying to tell you that it was not happen. It will not happen. Come on here. It's been going on this long. You might as well give up. You might as well give out. But you got to tell the enemy, I don't care how long this been going on. I know, my God. I don't care what it looks like. I know what the word says. Come on here. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. Somebody better say amen to me. We walk by faith and not by sight. Come on. This is what's wrong now. The body of Christ, not any one individual. The body of Christ, we are walking by too much of our sight. This is why we are falling. This is why we are shaking. This is why we're being torn, because we're not walking by faith like the word says. And the just shall what? Live by faith. And the just shall live by faith. Come on. It's by the faith. Come on. That we're living. It's by faith that we're believing. It's by faith that we're walking. Come on. Why? Because the enemy has not that kind of authority over the believers. Uh-oh. I'm going to say that again. The enemy has that no authority over the believers. No whatsoever. None whatsoever. The enemy has no authority over the believers. We are believers in God. You're a believer in God. You know God can. You know God will. We believe God and we trust God and we take him at his word. Forever again. Forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled. It's settled. The situation that you're in is not settled because it's going to change. Why? Because the word of God is settled. Why? Because the word of God is permanent. Why? Because the word of God is stronger than that situation. Come on. Every time we said it, you said it, I've said it sometimes, but I know better now. We know better now. Watch what we're saying. Every time I turn around, it's always something happening. Okay, well, reverse that. Every time I turn around, the word of God is always working. Come on, the word of God is always taking root and premonition over that situation that you're in. Come on, hallelujah. We can't walk by it. We can't look by it. But what we walk by is the word of God. What we look by is the word of God. What we talk about after is the word of God. According to the word of God, the word is not the even in thy mouth. Even in thy mouth. It's in your mouth. The word is now thee in your mouth. You got to continue speaking the word. Faith-filled words dominate. Faith-filled words take root. Faith-filled words take over. Keep continuing to speak in faith. Come on. According to Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence. We talked about this before, of the evidence of things not seen. But we got to come what? Now. is now, right now. We got to continue to say it, regardless of what the enemy is trying to show you. You can't look at what the enemy is trying to show you. Come on. Ah, you say, Apostle, it's facts. It's there. Yes, it's facts in the Word of God. The Word of God take permanent. The Word of God is, oh my God, powerful. The Word of God is sharp in any situation that you're in. As believers, I'm talking to the believers today. I'm talking to you that feel like every time you turn around, these things are happening. One thing is after another. Okay, come here. I'm in the Word of Prophets to Moses. Come here. Come here. Make sense to me. Come here. If anybody should have gave up, I said these two people in the Word that should have gave up. Jesus should have gave up. Then Job. Okay, come on. Job had everything going against him in one day. One day, you have things going in you at spurts. You have things going into you sometime, and sometime you don't. But Job had everything coming at him in one day. Come on here. But Job trusted in the Lord. We talked about this before. Job trusted in the Lord. Yes, he did. The Bible says that he got up early and he did burnt offerings for his children. He cried out. He prayed for his children. Come on. Okay. But then it came today that when they were in the elder brother's house eating, and a great storm came and rose and it killed them. Okay. That's all in one day. Job cattle, all in one day. Come on. Job friends, all in one day. Job health, all in one day. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Job's wife, hallelujah. Come on. We know the story, what happened. But Job charged God not foolish. This is where we got to get as believers. Job charged God not foolish. Job did what? Shaved his head. Went down in sackcloth and ashes. Bowed his face to the ground. And began to what? Worship God. Some people say Job made a mistake when he said, the Lord give it and the Lord take it away. But Job blessed it. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody would say he was doubt when he said that. Come on. No, he was giving God glory in everything, giving God glory. So this is what we got to do as believers. We got to give God praise. We got to give God thanks in everything. We will not complain, but we'll give God glory. We will not give God, but glory, because he's going to see us through. He's going to bring us out. The believers, come on here. The believers, according to what we are believing God for, you can say, well, Apostle, I've been believing God and I have not yet received what I've been believing God for. I've been believing God. Things have been happening and I have not seen no change. But guess what? Again, we as believers, I'm talking to the believers today. We as believers, we know our God. I know what God can do. Do you know what God can do? Are you taking God at his word? Are you just in for the fishes and loaves? Because sometimes these things are going to occur. But because of who we are, and we know who we are, in God, he will bring you out. He can bring you out. But you got to what? Trust him when you can't trace him. You got to trust him when you can't trace him. This, according to what we're going to read here, it says in, I'm talking about some strong faith here. Let's go to Mark 10. Now, I want to just read this, the 46th verse. And it says, and they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, glory to God, and a great multitude of people, blind, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway, begging. And when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was come to the city, he cried out with a loud voice, saying, thy Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. He cried out, have mercy on me. Come on. This was a blind man, blind Bartimaeus.